Philippians tonight. Philippians chapter number 3 and verse number 10 tonight. I want to read one verse tonight, and I want to just talk a little bit tonight about something that we all do, and we all have this in our life, and that is a desire or curiosity. Everybody in this room has a little curiosity in their life. Curiosity is not bad. It's a good thing to be curious, about things and to see things in a different light and a different thing. If you think about it, though, you'd think curiosity would be a bad thing, but it's not a bad thing. Curiosity is a good thing, especially when you're curious about the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and to know more about Him tonight. We're going to read tonight Philippians chapter number 3 and verse number 10 and verse number 11. I would ask you to stand as we reverence the reading of God's Word. Philippians chapter number 3 and verse number 10. The Bible says tonight, that I may know Him. This is Paul talking to the church at Philippi. That I may know Him and the power of His resurrection, the fellowship of His sufferings, being made conformable unto His death. If by any means, Paul said, don't matter what it takes, if by any means I might attain unto the resurrection of the dead. Our Father and our God, as we bow in Your presence tonight, Father, we love You. Father, we thank You. Lord, I pray for every prayer request that's been mentioned tonight. I lift up tonight, Father God, our nation and our country and our leaders. Lord God, I lift up tonight the ones that are lost and that needs to be born again tonight. Lord God, I lift up the soldiers tonight in the army of Yours tonight, Father. And Lord, I pray tonight that You strengthen us and give us power and give us wisdom and give us liberty tonight to be able to just speak Your word everywhere we go. Lord God, I pray tonight for little Landry, Father God, and little Kinsey down there, Father. Lord God, I know she's a grown woman, but Father God, she's a little to us, Father. But Father, we pray tonight that You would do a mighty work in that baby's life. Lord, I'm praying tonight, Father God, when she's born, I go ahead and speak it tonight in the name of Jesus, that maybe, Father God, in the name of Jesus, You'd do a miracle if You'd see fit. Touch that heart. Let her not have to have a surgery. Lord God, You're still in the healing business. You're still in the helping business. You're still in the hoping business tonight. We can have hope and peace and rest in the name of Jesus Christ tonight. Father God, tonight as we study a portion of Your word, Lord, I'd pray that You'd bind old Satan up. I pray You'd cast him out the back door tonight, Father, and we'd just have freedom. We'd have liberty to study the word of God. Father God, I thank You so much for this week. I thank You so much, Father, for what You do in this church's life and what You do in this congregation. I pray tonight that You strengthen us like never before. Guard my throat and guard my thoughts. Let it be all about You and nothing about me tonight. I ask it all in the name of Jesus. It's in Jesus' most holy, precious name I do pray. And all of God's people said, amen. You may be seated tonight. Desire or curiosity tonight. A desire or curiosity tonight. Tonight, Paul said that I may know Him. When he said here in verse number 10 that I may know Him, Paul said that I may know Him, not that I may know about Him, but I may know Him. We as born-again believers tonight should have a desire or be curious about knowing Him. Tonight, I would ask you this question. Are you curious or you have a desire tonight to know about the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ tonight? Hey, we was at the Mexican restaurant the other day, and the waiter came and laid down the receipt at the table, and Kaylee picked it up, and she looked at it, and she said, Daddy, she said they didn't put the cheese dip on it. And in my mind, I thought, well, I didn't order cheese dip. You ordered cheese dip, but I know who'd be paying. Can I get an amen? And as we walked to the front, I got up there to where the cashier was, and I told the lady there, I said, we got a cheese dip that's not on the ticket. She said, do you want a cheese dip to go? And I said, no, ma'am, I don't want a cheese dip to go. We've done ate it. I'm just wanting you to add it to the ticket so I can pay you for what I've already obtained and I've already had. She said, okay, and I paid the bill, and it was about $5 more than usual, and we walked out of the Mexican restaurant. And as we was walking to the car, Kaylee told me, she said, Daddy, I was wondering what you was going to do. Friends, can I say to you tonight, people are curious about the walk that you walk and what you say that you do for your Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Hey, tonight I would say to all the daddies in the room, you got somebody watching you tonight. Hey, you got kids that's watching you to see what you're going to do. If you're going to cheat, if you're going to scam out, if you're going to take the easy road out, or if you're going to stand up and do what God's called you to do. Tonight, as we look at the Word of God tonight, the first thing I want to look at in here is He said that I might know Him and the power of His resurrection. I want to look tonight at the power of the resurrection. Tonight we must be have a desire or curiosity about the wonder of God. Did you know tonight that the wonder of God is the resurrection power of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ? The resurrection is something to wonder about tonight. To wonder about that tonight would be amazed of what God can do. The Bible says in Psalm 19:1 that the heavens declare the glory of God and the firmament showeth His handiworks. Hey, but I want to take you on a journey tonight, and we're talking about the wonder of God and how people have been resurrected or they've been changed. I would ask you tonight, do you have a resurrection story tonight? Do you have a story tonight that you've been changed by the power of God? Turn with me, if you will, to Mark chapter number 2 and verse number 12. We're talking about tonight having a desire or having curiosity about the wonder of God tonight. In Mark chapter number 2 and verse number 12, you know the Bible talks here. It talks about the man that had the palsy, and he came to this place and he could not get into where Jesus was. And he had some friends that tore the roof off and got into where Jesus was. And as they were lording through the roof, Jesus looked up and he said, "By their faith, you are healed." Friends, I want you to know tonight you have authority and you have power tonight to help the next man that you come in contact with. The Bible says tonight about having desire or curiosity about the wonder of God. We see in Mark chapter number 2 and verse number 12, those that stood around. Look what the Bible says. "And immediately he rose, took up the bed." That's the man with the palsy. He had laid there. He couldn't move. He couldn't walk. He couldn't do nothing, and he needed help. Hey, tonight in the world that we live in, you're going to run into people spiritually that cannot move, they cannot walk, they cannot talk, and they're going to need a helping hand. When they got here in Mark chapter number 2 and verse number 12, we're talking about the wonder of God and what God can do. I would ask you tonight, when was the last time you see the wonder of God on your life tonight? Woo, glory. Look what he says in Mark chapter number 2 and verse number 12. "And immediately he rose, took up the bed, and went forth before them all, insomuch that they all were amazed," or they had wonder, "and glorified God, saying, we never saw it on this fashion." I want you to know that you're talking about the wonder of God. They said, "We've never seen it on this fashion." I look around this room tonight, and I think about myself, and I think about some more people that is in this room. And as I look up and down the aisles, I don't think about one, but I think about many people. Hey, they've never seen it on this fashion. We used to live for the world. We used to do what the world would have us to do. Hey, but we don't do that no more. Why? That I might know Him and the power of His resurrection. If you've ever met Him and allowed Him to save you, you've been resurrected. Amen. So he says tonight in Mark chapter number 2 and verse number 12 that they were amazed. They had wonder about God. But look with me in Mark chapter number 6 and verse number 51 tonight. Not only when the man with the palsy got there, that was a resurrection story. That man hadn't walked and he needed help. His friends took him right to where Jesus was and lifted him up. Hey, but if you'll look tonight in Mark chapter number 6 and verse number 51, we don't only see that he took the man with the palsy and lifted him up. Hey, that's a wonder tonight, how he'd take a man that is broken and bent, and the world thinks he'd be no good, and the world thinks he's of no use, and God will use him. Hey, but tonight in Mark 6:51, the Bible says, "And he went up unto them into the ship, and the wind ceased, and they were sore amazed." There it is. There's that wonder. They were amazed that this man, Jesus Christ. Friends, I want you to know, and I get excited talking about Jesus, Brother Kevin. I get excited talking about Jesus. You ask me tonight, you say, "Hey, preacher, why do you get excited?" It's just about who I love and what I love tonight. Hey, I want you to know tonight, I could talk all night long about my wife because I love her and I know a lot about her. There's a lot of qualities about her I love and there's a lot of things I love. Hey, I want you to know tonight, I love Jesus and there's a lot of qualities in His life that I love, and there's one quality He has that I love, and that is this, that He'll love anybody. He'll save anybody. He'll touch anybody. He'll deliver anybody, and He will resurrect anybody, any place, anywhere, and anytime. That's the Jesus I serve. Amen. He says tonight in Mark 2, and he got the palsy man up, but look here in Mark 6:51, he calmed the sea. Friends, tonight, look what he says in verse 51. "And he went up unto them into the ship, and the wind ceased, and they were sore amazed in themselves beyond measure and wondered." For they considered not the miracles of the loaves, for their heart was hardened. Hey, when he got here and that storm had come and they thought that they was going to drown, you know who they called out to? They called out to Jesus. And does it not amaze you and wonder you how that you can get in that place in your life and you've seen him do it time and time again, but you think he's going to let you drown, and about the time your nose is about to go under, about the time you don't think it's going to work, about the time you don't think it's going to take hold, it ain't nothing. And you cry out and you say, Jesus, and it ain't but a moment. He swoops down and he picks you up and he sets you on a higher ground. Woo! Glory to God, that's what he'll do. He said he'll take a man that's flat of his back and stand him up. Amen. He'll take a man that's in a storm, that the storms are raging, and he'll quieten that storm. Have you ever been in a storm in your life? I'm talking about a physical storm, spiritual storm, and everything's raging. And he takes you and sets you out in the middle of that storm, but he quietens everything around you. He quietens everything around you. That's the wonder of God and the power of his resurrection. He can take you and everything can be going wrong all around you, and he can make you calm as you've ever been. I'd ask you tonight, how long has it been since you've been calm in the name of Jesus? He said to have desire, curiosity. He said he took up the man that was lame and made him walk. He took the man that there was in the storm and he calmed the storm and he calmed the sea. Hey, but turn with me to Mark chapter number 16 and verse number 8. And I want to show you this. I'm talking about the resurrection tonight, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection. You know that resurrection is not my resurrection. It is his resurrection. Amen. He's the one that came back. Not only did he do this in this man's life, he raised him up and stood him up. Not only did he calm the sea, but he emptied a tomb. That's an amen moment. That's a hallelujah moment. That's a stomp and shout moment. Not only did he, you see, he could not never raise that man up. He could never raise that man up and have him walking and people be amazed. He could have never calmed that sea if he was not the resurrection. Folks, tonight, as your pastor, I'm not waiting on the resurrection. I've met the resurrection. And his name's Jesus tonight. You say, I'm waiting on the resurrection. I want God to come back. I want him to split them eastern skies. I want to see us go forward. Friends, I done met the resurrection. His name's Jesus. You know what Jesus told the woman in John 11:25? He said, I am the resurrection. I am the resurrection. Hey, I know he's going to raise again in the last day. He said, oh, no, ma'am, I am the resurrection. Lazarus is going to come back because he's going to meet me. I am the resurrection. Look what he says here in Mark chapter number 16 and verse number 8. The Bible says, and they went out quickly and fled from the sepulcher, for they trembled and were amazed. There's that word. We're talking about the wonder of God. And they were amazed. Neither said they anything to any man, for they were afraid. They went to that tomb expecting to find Jesus. But when they got there, the stone had done been rolled away. He had done been set free. He had done come alive. Why? Because he is the resurrection. He is the power and the resurrection this afternoon. I would ask you a question. Do you have a desire and are you curious about the resurrection of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ? I have people call me all the time and they'll say, preacher, I got a question about the Bible. I'm curious. I need to know this. I need to understand this. And friends, I want you to know, when we read this word tonight and we get an understanding of the word of God tonight, we'll realize the most important thing in our life is that resurrection story tonight, that Jesus Christ, he's no longer dead, but he is alive tonight. He says in the word of God, a desire about the curiosity and the wonder of God tonight. But number two tonight, let's turn back to our text, if you will, to Philippians chapter number 3. In verse number 10, he says that I may know him and the power of his resurrection. We've been talked about the power of his resurrection and being curious, having that desire tonight to learn more, to get more. He says tonight the desire, the curiosity about the wonder of God. But number two tonight, look with me here if you will, the desire or the curiosity about the fellowship or the suffering, and you do that by the word of God. Look what he says here, and that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings. Tonight, as a born-again believer, to know the power of his resurrection is to come in contact with the fellowship of his suffering. Is to come in contact with the fellowship of his suffering. You see, Paul said, I don't really want to be resurrected. I don't want to know about the resurrection, but I want to know about the suffering. I want to know by the stripes I'm healed. I want to know what it is to follow Jesus Christ. I want to know that when you follow Jesus Christ, the crowd's not going to line up with the way you line up. You're not going to line up with the crowd. Things are going to be different. You know what? Oh, Paul, he stuck out like a sore thumb. He stuck out like a sore thumb. I told somebody this week, and I believe this. You know what's wrong with a lot of times in my life And a lot of times I see in my life what gets me distracted and what gets me out of focus is when I take my eyes off Jesus Christ. When I get my eyes off Jesus and I start wandering around and looking around, it gets my eyes off of, and I start wondering, why do I have to suffer? Why do I have to go through this? But the Word of God teaches us, all that shall live for Christ Jesus will suffer persecution. He says tonight, though, the desire, the curiosity about the Word of God, Matthew chapter number 5 and verse number 6, the Bible says, blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. He said, I want you to know tonight, if you want to know about the fellowship of His sufferings, you're going to have to hunger and thirst after our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. You're going to have to hunger and thirst after what God has given you to do. You know, tonight He gives us a hunger on the inside to search His Word and study that Word, that desire, that curiosity about the Word of God, the fellowship of His suffering. Turn with me, if you will, to 1 Peter chapter number 2 and verse number 2 tonight. 1 Peter 2:2. 1 Peter chapter number 2 and verse number 2 tonight. 1 Peter chapter number 2 and verse number 2 tonight, if you'll turn with me there. And the Bible says, as newborn babes desire, there's that word, desire or have curiosity, desire the sincere milk of the Word that ye may grow thereby. He said tonight, if you want to know the fellowship of His suffering, number one, you must hunger and thirst after what? The sincere milk of the Word of God. Study that Word. Study to what God has given you to do. Seek that Word. Know that you have that resurrection in your life and that you're in the fellowship of His suffering. But also in 2 Timothy 2:15, the Bible says, jot this down. If there's any verse you ever want to put to your memory, this is the one I would put to my memory. He says tonight, if you want to know the fellowship of His suffering and why we go through some things that we go through, we have a desire and we have a curiosity. 2 Timothy 2:15, the Bible says, when you read it, He says, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Friends, tonight in our Christian lives, you know why we get to this place and we don't want to study? I'm not going to lie to you tonight, and there's no need of even going down that road. There's times in my life and there's times in your life, hey, nobody has been made to want to study. Hey, you don't want to study. You don't want to get down on it and dig down on it. But when you get hungry and you get thirsty, you got to find out where that milk is. You got to find out where that meat is, and you got to get on that milk, and you got to get on that meat, and you got to see what God has for you. He says, I want you to study. That's what Paul was telling there all the way through. He says, study to show thyself approved. And you say, preacher, who am I going to show myself approved unto? Am I going to show it approved unto the church? Am I going to show it approved unto you? No, my friends, tonight, he says, study to show thyself approved unto God. Tonight, I want you to know, you got one person to prove yourself to, and His name's God Almighty tonight. He says, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman. When you got saved, it became a work in your life. We say, well, if you want to come, you have your free will. You can come or you don't have to come. I don't know about that. I don't know if it's a free will. If you want to, after you've been saved, if you want to come or if you don't want to come. He said that, I want you to know, you've been bought with a price. You're not your own no more. Friends, I want you to know that's why we have a struggle and we have a division, is because we don't want to do what God's called us to do on a daily basis. On a convenient basis, I'll do it. Can I get amen there? On a daily basis, I just don't really know about it. On a convenient basis, I'll do it. But on a daily basis, I just don't understand it. And he says, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed. When you're working for God, you need not be ashamed. Rightly dividing the word of truth. I realize tonight when I read that word, if I can rightly divide it, I can wrongly divide it. I realize tonight if I can rightly divide that word and I can look at it and I can get it and I can understand what God, the Holy Ghost has given me, and I can see it all the way down, I can understand tonight, I can get my own fleshly opinion and go down it and see it wrongly divided tonight. He said tonight that His people ought to have a desire or a curiosity about the wonder of God, how the wonder of God is and what it does in our life, how it resurrected us. But also we should have a desire or a curiosity tonight about the Word of God, to study that Word, to study what God has given us, to study that map that He's given us, to find out exactly what He'd have us to do in our life. Tonight I would ask you this question, and it's just it has popped in my mind tonight. I just want to ask you this. Tonight, what are you curious about tonight? What is your desire and your affection set on tonight? As a born-again believer tonight, you know what God wants? The Bible says he's a jealous God. He don't want some of you. He wants all of you. He don't want some of me. He wants all of me. And he wants me to be in love with him like all get out. Y'all know what that means, all get out? Hey, let me give y'all this. All y'all men may not be in here like this, but here I am. I'm a one-man show. Everybody understand what that means? She's my wife. Not everybody else's. Not everybody else. She's mine. Y'all understand? And I'm a jealous. I'm a jealous individual. Every man in this room is jealous of their wife. Not jealous in that way, but hey, that's my wife. And you know, she's my bride. I love her. She loves me. And God, in the Bible, he shows us that we're his bride. And guess what? He's jealous of us. And he don't want us out doing things that are unpleasing to him. He wants us to please him. Let me show you the third thing tonight. Not only are we talking about the wonder of God, not only are we talking about the Word of God, we have a desire and we have a curiosity about the Word of God. But what about the will of God? The will of God on your life. The will of God on my life. That desire and that curiosity. God, what's your will on my life? Well, I'm saved and going to heaven. That's not it. That's not it. He died on the cross that your sins be forgiven. Amen. That you follow him. Amen. But that's not the end of the story. He saved you and he saved me, that I may be a mouthpiece for him. That I may get to that place in my life that I have a desire and I'm curious about his whole wonder of what he does in life. About his word and about his will on my life. About his will on my life. Me and Brother Roy got to go see Eddie Stanley this week and went in, and they've called hospice in on Brother Eddie. And when we went in, and there he was, and we was talking back and forth with him, Brother Eddie said, just pray that I die. Man, this cancer, it's just bad. Hey, I'm just ready to go. I know where I'm going. To have that mentality, you know you've been resurrected. You know you've read the Word, and you know you're a winner. And you know God's will on your life is better if you go on than you stay. He said, preacher, what'd you pray? Did you pray God would heal him, God would help him? I prayed what the man wanted to pray. The Lord, you have your will in his life. That when he walks through that valley of the shadow of death, he can fear no evil, for thou art with him. Thy rod and thy staff, you comfort him all the way through that. Folks, you ask tonight, you say, preacher, that's kind of, we're all going to go there one day. We're all going to walk across that bridge. There's a gap. We're all going to have to cross over. And to cross from here to there, it's the cross of Calvary, the blood of Jesus Christ that allows us to make the exit from this world to the glory world. You won't exit from here over with no other way than that the blood's been applied. You've been resurrected by the blood of Jesus Christ. Let me show you the will tonight. Let me show you the will. Not only do we see the wonder in his resurrection, not only do we see the word that he has for us, but the desire or the curiosity about the will of God. Look here tonight in what he says here. By being made conformable, not only do we see the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his suffering, but being made conformable. That word would be to adapt. Philippians 3:10. To adapt or willing to change. To adapt to what God's called you to do or be willing to change. The desire or the curiosity about the will of God, to adapt or be willing to change. Turn with me tonight to Psalm 143 and verse number 8. I'm going to show you this tonight, that desire or that curiosity tonight. Psalm 143 and verse number 8. Psalm 143 and verse number 8. The desire or curiosity about the wonder of God, about the word of God, and about the will of God on your life. Psalm 143 and verse number 8, the Bible says, cause me to hear thy loving kindness in the morning. For in thee do I trust. Cause me to know the way. There's that will. Wherein I should walk, for I lift up my soul unto thee. The psalmist says, show me your will on my life. Ephesians 5:17, get this. Wherefore be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. He said, don't be unwise, but understand what the will of the Lord is. Ephesians 5:17. You say, preacher, what is the will of the Lord tonight on my life? What is the will of the Lord on my life? I know we do a lot of turning on Wednesday night, but I want to share this with you. He's got a will on your life. He's got a will on my life, and His will doesn't change. Destination a little bit, a little error here and there, but the will never changes. He wants everybody to do the same thing, live the same way. If you'll turn with me to Micah chapter number 6 and verse number 8, this is the will that God has on your life. Micah chapter number 6 and verse number 8 tonight. Micah 6, 8. This is the will that God has on your life and that God has on my life tonight. You say, preacher, I just don't know it. He says, oh man, I done showed you it. I've done showed you. Micah 6, 8, the Bible says, He hath showed thee, old man. He done showed us. Micah 6, 8. He hath showed thee, old man, what is good, and what does the Lord require of thee? You know what the Lord requires of you? What He requires of me? But to do justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with thy God. Do justly. Love mercy, and to walk humbly with thy God. Tonight, if you're curious about what God's wanting you to do in your life, He's wanting you to say, I can't believe He'd do that all. I can't believe. That's a wonder. That's amazement. Has He blowed your mind here lately? He has mine. I can't believe that. That's a wonder. I can't believe that. You know, we overlooked Jonah in the well. That ought to blow your mind. There's things in the Bible that we just skim over and read it and keep on going. Blows your mind. The resurrection. A man was dead. Now he's alive. That resurrection just blows your mind. And the only way you're going to find them stories is in the Word of God. And the only way you're going to be able to believe them words and in them stories is by the will of God. When you're in His will, you'll be able to believe what the Bible says. You'll be able to understand when you've been through that resurrection power. But I want to give you this tonight. I want to be very, very easy when I give this to you tonight. We know there's a desire and there's a curiosity about God and what He does. But there's a danger in curiosity as well. I thought about this week, Brother Brent. I thought about how we have a desire and curiosity, but also thought about the danger there is in it when you ain't desiring to follow God or in curiosity about God. Can I share that with you tonight in closing? There's danger when your curiosity gets on things that's not of God. They got it better than I got it. I just wonder how much better they got it. I just wonder tonight. I'm curious. Boy, they got it made. Let me give you this tonight. There's danger in curiosity. Curiosity about drugs. There's danger. Curiosity about alcohol. It's dangerous. I'd have never done drugs if I wasn't curious, Brother Jerry. Never done them. Oh, devil said you feel better than you ever felt in your life. I was curious. I wanted to see if that was true. They told me when I drank alcohol, make you 10 foot tall and bulletproof. Made me curious. Sex before marriage. Kids are curious. What needs to be preached? Adultery. My spouse ain't as good as the other spouse. There's dangerous in curiosity tonight. Pornography. There's dangerous in pornography tonight. Four amens was all over the house till we got here. The danger of curiosity. You're curious about either God or you're curious about the world. I'm either curious about God or I'm curious about the world. It's in our DNA that we're curious people. The ones I just named, get this, they will entrap you. These will enslave you. And these will eradicate you or destroy you. These will also leave you addicted. Addicted. You ask anybody that's ever been on drugs, they got addicted. They just didn't keep doing it, they got addicted. Anybody that's ever been in alcohol, they got addicted. That curiosity led to an addiction. Pornography, anybody who's been in pornography, it just didn't, it was an addiction. It became an addiction in their life. These will leave you addicted, they'll leave you afflicted. You'll be afflicted. So, preacher, how do you know? Drugs rot my teeth out. Drugs, curiosity that won't hurt but a little bit will cost you in the future. Can I be forgiven from them? I guarantee you can. I guarantee you can be forgiven. But listen, what I'm trying to tell you is, young kids, don't get in curiosity about all these things that are bad because they're dangerous. Yes, there's forgiveness for them, but it'll scar you. It'll afflict you for the rest of your life. It'll always be like a baggage that comes behind you that you can't get rid of. If you've ever been addicted to drugs and you hear the word drugs, it'll always pop in that mind. An alcoholic, it'll always pop in his mind. An adulteress, it'll always pop in the mind. Because Satan won't let you rest. Pornography, if you've ever had, it'll pop in that mind. He won't let you rest. It'll addict you. It'll pull you. It'll afflict you. And a lot of times in your life, it'll cause accidents along the way. It'll cause things that you cannot get over when you're addiction and you're looking to something, you're curious. And you just got to know, it ain't that bad. Paul said that I may know. This is a man that used to murder, persecute the church. You name it, he done it. You know what old Paul said? He said, I may know him. That I may know him and the power of his resurrection. Folks, tonight, this may not set good with a lot of folks. I don't know. But I do know this. If curiosity is good, curiosity can also be dangerous. It can also be dangerous. There is no way in the world I would tell my daughter, no way in the world I'd tell my daughter, you can try it one time. It won't get you. All it took was me one time. One time. One time. Being curious. Thinking they got it made. If I was on that side, I'd have it made. Folks, if you're in here tonight, you still got hope, you still got peace, you still got rest. His name's Jesus Christ. Don't you affiliate yourself with the world. Don't you get entrapped in them things. But you know, let me give you something else that curiosity will do. It'll make you go look. It'll make you go look. Accident on the road. You know where you want to go? You want to go look and see who it is in the accident. If you hear nothing from this preacher tonight, I want to share this to you. Be careful what your curiosity's in. Once you look at it, it'll be in your photographic memory forever. Brother Riley, you see some things in the law enforcement wrecks that scarred your mind. You'll never forget. You can see them laying there. You can see them laying there. Folks, tonight you can look at something on your phone. That picture will be in your mind the rest of your life. Tonight I want you to know as your pastor, I pray tonight that your desire and your curiosity is on the Word of God. I pray tonight it's on the will of God. And I pray tonight it's on the wonder of God and you don't get distracted by the things of this world. Folks, tonight I want you to know time's getting short. It's getting closer. I believe that. Sister Martha nailed it tonight. I believe she's exactly right. It's getting closer. It's getting closer. But I do know this. There's something else that'll get a photographic memory in your mind that when he delivers you from everything in your life that you need delivered from, you can remember that the rest of your life. I would ask you tonight, when you walk out of this building, and you can ask this question, what are you curious about tonight? What's on your mind when you walk out? What's on your mind when you get up? What are you curious about tonight? What's my desire tonight? To know him, the power of his resurrection tonight. Let us pray. Our Father and our God, as we bow in your presence tonight, Father, we know that there's good in being curious and wanting to know the word of God. But Lord God, tonight, the world we live in, oh man, the dangers. of being curious about things of this world. Lord, the old Satan paints it up and shows the pretty picture and never the bad. Lord God, tonight there's things in this world that you want to deliver us from and not to send us back to it. And Lord, I pray tonight, Father God, that we get a desire and curiosity about the Word of God, about your will on our lives, so we can be in wonder and in amazement of what you've done in our life. Father God, tonight you've called us to be a church. And Lord God, tonight, I pray for that one tonight that may have curiosity going a different way tonight, that they had turned from that and they'd turn to you. They'd get away from the wiles of the devil and they'd get on the ways of the Lord. Lord, tonight I thank you that who the Son sets free is free indeed. Lord God, tonight, search our hearts, search our minds, search our soul, that we'd have a right fellowship with you. And Lord God, we'd do what you've called us to do. Father, I love you. Father, I thank you. I ask it all in Jesus Christ's most holy, precious name. All of God's people said, amen.